Amazing, out of a candle comes the answer to everything, it seems. Anyway, just to finish us off, candles are hot things. We'll hear something about heat, Dave. Climate change is driving animals uphill, it would seem. Now, over the last few years, I remember talking to various scientists who've been doing research on various animal groups, and there's been this idea that with global warming and climate change, certain species which can't tolerate the warmer weather, or pathogens that attack those species, which are flourishing more in the warmer temperatures, are making animals migrate away from the equator to where it's cooler, or go uphill to where it's cooler. But these are just sort of apocryphal stories or isolated cases. So what's been missing until now has been a really good unified view of whether there really is a mass migration taking place of various animal species around the world as things get warmer, because we have seen a global temperature warming signal for a number of decades now. So what scientists have done, this is Chris Thomas, who's a researcher at York University, he's got this published in the journal Science this week. What they've done is to say, OK, let's do a really comprehensive look at this. And they've done a really big study called a meta-analysis. And what this means is they take lots of individual little studies looking at lots of different species and they unite them all under one big study umbrella. And this is a way of ironing out the statistical noise in order to get a clear picture as to what is actually happening. So they take nearly 2,000 animal species and they look at how they have moved, both in terms of their latitude away to or towards the equator over time, and also in terms of their altitude, whether they've gone uphill or downhill over time. And the result they find is really staggering, because what they find is an average uphill movement of 11 metres per decade, and get this, a distance away from the equator in terms of latitude of 16.9 kilometres every decade. So this is animals changing their average range over this timescale. And while they say that this is interesting, it's also much larger than the previous impacts that have been recorded before. And also, the other interesting thing to come out of this is that not all of the animals actually went with this particular result. There were some that bucked the trend. In fact, 25% of the species either didn't move or went in the opposite direction. Now, it's outside the scope of this study to explain exactly why, but then it's not really surprising, is it? Because if you've got some animals that are actually doing better in warmer conditions, perhaps they will migrate in the opposite direction. Or if you remove predation pressure, the predators are moving away because they don't like it where it's warmer, it leaves more niches behind for other species to occupy. So it's not surprising, really, that there are some animals that may not move.
I guess they could also be evolving and adapting to the change in temperature.
It would be quite rapid evolution, but you're right. And there are some animals that are just changing their behaviour to compensate. Birds, for example, are changing the time of year that they migrate at. But this is important because it shows that there really is a clear response amongst animal species to global change in temperatures. And it also has potentially clinical implications, because as emerging diseases specialists have been telling us for a number of years now, if you change the conditions on Earth, then certain animals are not going to be able to tolerate certain environments, so they will move. And when the animals move, the things that infect them move too, and you can end up with disparate groups of animals coming together in new ways in new environments, and therefore you can spread and share infections amongst them, including animals sharing infections with humans, which is where we think new emerging infections can come from, and we've seen this happen before. So it's certainly a space which is worth watching. Well, you can follow up on any of those stories if you're interested via our website. The references and transcripts of those items are there at nakedscientists.com/news.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists.